It's Monday, February 3rd, 2020, at 7 o'clock, and this is a Finance Committee meeting. This topic is 2020 funding requests from the Downtown Sylvania Association. Here this evening, myself, Mary Westfall, these committee members, Mark Fry, Doug Hanem, and Patrick Richardson. Joining us also, Katie Cappellini, Lindsay Stow, Brian McCann. Also from administration, Mr. Aller, Mr. Schroyer, Mr. Sanford, Mrs. Brining, Mrs. Booker, Mayor Stow. And we have guests Ray Betts, Danny Fuller, and Brian, I'm sorry, your last name again? Spell that for me, please. Very good. Thank you. and on every organization in the city, I think, from what I heard earlier. Thank you. So tonight we are going to consider a request from the Redbirds Arts District Downtown Sylvania Association for an adjustment to their budget. We were going to have a PowerPoint, but that plan got changed. So instead, we just get to admire our beautiful logo, which looks spectacular. And I did forward in advance copies, and I've got a few extra copies if somebody needs a copy of this proposal. You got one? Okay. Thank you. We all know from and council members, perhaps not the new council members, but the previous council members know that when we made some decisions a few years ago about how we would fund the DSA, and we started out at, I think, maybe $16,000 for 2 years, and then we had a planned rollback to $12,000 and then to $6,000. I believe this is the first year of the $6,000 rollback, and so certainly we were anxious to watch what would be happening with DSA and with the dollars that we were investing, and we are really impressed with the good work you're doing. Our downtown is certainly doing fabulous, and we're having wonderful turnout at events, and the Redbird seems to have taken off. Dora's doing great. We're seeing lots of success, and we're grateful for your leadership and your vision. With that being said, though, we are very responsible as to be good stewards of all of our community dollars, and we want to make sure that we're doing the right thing for the dollars that are coming through the city. So we invited you here today to share a little bit more about what you're hoping for, and certainly allow finance committee members and council members to ask questions. I don't anticipate that there'll be any decisions tonight. I think this is going to provide an opportunity for our finance committee to take a step back and look at what is our process for funding community organizations. So with that said, I'd invite whoever's the appropriate person to start, perhaps Ray.
Our events and programs for the UK is simple. We give residents an opportunity to visit downtown Sylvania on a regular basis and enjoy the spirit of downtown while offering more exposure to local businesses, more foot traffic, and more tourists, which means more revenue for the city. First night, our boss has found a community celebration, something to look forward to each month, not only for Sylvania, but all of our Central Island. In the summer of 2019, we grew our summer art walk series by closing down Maplewood Avenue for more food trucks and expanding our programming space. We created partnerships with local community groups such as ADAR, Lord, the Sylvania Library, the Chamber, and Heritage Sylvania, which helped us to reach new audiences. It also expanded the door footprint as we created a space for people to gather in the parks and not be able to park the door. Our goals also drive more foot traffic to downtown Sylvania businesses. On average, the businesses in our park experience a 25% increase in sales on first Fridays compared to last year's holiday. Katie Thompson, owner of Eden Cash and Receipt, opened her second location in Columbia in the fall of 2017. After participating in the first few art walks, Katie met with the downtown Jones Green Network, and they launched a similar event called Fire Conference in the summer of 2018, based on the record art walk. Katie says on that third night, she had multiple days with the sale. She also quotes, "Yes, they have been doing the right thing, letting examples for others in some communities follow." The farmer's market is also a big deal in 2019. They moved the farmer's market location to enable advocates to be focused and inside the tide. We appreciate the new support and making this positive enhancement possible, not only for the market, but for the businesses and the community. The market also provides more such traffic to businesses on Tuesdays and has increased visibility in its new locations, and there is a rate of over 30 vendors. We are constantly working for ways to grow these money funds. Local Fest, our largest fundraiser, needs to be served only here to must be local deliveries of Tycoon and New Tech. In 2019, we raised over $10,000 to support all of our existing programs. And this year, we plan to host the same summer Local Fest in June in the Gandhi parking lot, and we are reinventing the hall version with country music, line dancing, and festivities down by the river. With the newly added DORA in May 2019, CFOs have increased their responsibilities by coordinating the programs with businesses, facilitating marketing with the community, and most importantly, working with the city to be a leader of sustainability by using compostable cups for the city and the city's composting facility. CFA purchases and stocks the DORA cups from 12 tons to businesses at 50 cents per cup to cover the administration and marketing costs. Liquor permit holders have experienced a large scale with DORA during the first time they are off, followed by the farmers market. Full CFA, 12 art walks a year, and 18 farmers markets each year. DORA has become a huge economic driver for downtown Sylvania, and there have been no complaints to safety issues with the program to date. The main goal of the DORA committee was to offer more gathering spaces for the DORA. 2019 was filled with 20 research on carpets and creative space-making initiatives. The DSA developed stage one of the carpet program, working with businesses at the state service department to ensure all requirements are met to invest in the building structure. We look forward to investing $30,000 directly on the streets that are completed at the spring of 2020 that we launched the carpet project. As you can see, we're a small but mighty team. We have a big vision and even bigger hearts for downtown Sylvania. Over the years, we've received calls from other communities asking how we're doing what we're doing. We have a great team of enthusiastic business owners who volunteer 10 minutes on their time. They all work well together and bring something different to the table. But our most important goal is effective marketing and branding to help reach new audiences and keep downtown Sylvania top of mind. We've seen some huge improvements in downtown Sylvania since we launched Weber Access in October 2015 and since the merger of the FAA in 2018. Fiddlesticks, Inside the Five, FOMO, Yoga, Elementary Standing, and so much more. Co-owner of Inside the Five, Katie Fields, stated, "Part of the reason we decided to open the brewery in downtown Sylvania is because of the DSA and the regular events that we plan for downtown. Currently, there are no empty storefronts and people are calling regularly to find out how they can make space in downtown Sylvania. We love working with the city, partnering with other community groups, and leading the business downtown Sylvania. We've experienced growth in our events, our world organization, and our rent and rolling doubles from 2018 to 2020. This is just the beginning for us. We know there's much more work to be done. We are passionate and dedicated to this community, so we need to support the city to continue to grow and offer an improved quality of life for people in the past. We would like the city to reconsider their funding efforts for the DSA and commit to a 100% contribution of $15,000 annually. The fund will continue to support our ongoing efforts for the next planning, marketing, and community engagement that contributes to our strong downtown. Together, we will continue to inspire and be a great community for downtown. Thank you for your consideration.
Thank you, Ray. Very nicely done. I would open it up to Finance Committee members. Anybody have any specific questions?
Mm-hmm.
So we plan that we are undergoing property tax reform, and we will, putting more to possibility to. So in the past, it's been around the board, responding to it. That's what we should have, from the beginning.
Mr. Gorsuch, are there any?
No. So the reason that they would be word over and is the number of things that are going to be that now,
The what was agreed is we found that in the past, in the past, we had a lot of very little, some members joining and dropping off. Within our main street corridor, that's great. And those are we expect to have with the ancillary members that are necessarily on that main street track, that's very hard to determine. I think we plan to do double our efforts. That being said, having a physical footprint here in downtown Cleveland does challenge to acquire outside businesses outside of the company that they're going to want to go along with the purchase. But there are multiple discounts available for organizations. The reason for this is more is we want to do it. We don't want to build a new CBS, 100 new businesses, and they call it their own. And we appreciate your confidence.
So the finance manager today is over the
And can you tell me a little bit about your sponsorship? It's quite a jump there. Is that reflective of the parklets, perhaps? So do you anticipate that that will be something that will need additional funding in the future, the parklets, and you'll need additional sponsorship for other ones, or do you anticipate these two will be all you're doing? I guess I'm trying to ask, do you anticipate having more that kind of sponsorship money in the future?
Yeah, so the parklets,
Ray, question for you. I already know the answer, but for the rest of the members of council, there's a significant variation in year-to-date 19 for Fall Festival and Spring Fest, but you have $10,000 projected for each in 2020. Could you elaborate on that a little bit, please?
Yes, so weather is a big variable for the two local tests. Spring, we had great weather. We had tons of people really cold. And then in the fall, we had some rain. Some of the people were not at school, and that's why we are really bad. That spring, we're going to have to talk a little bit anymore. So that is why they are requested at 10,000, we can add
So what happens to the expenses that you're incurring down on the expense side if there is rain or inclement weather that doesn't attract the audience?
So we try to have some sponsorship that will cover the expenses.
But your expenses remain similar? Or do they go down substantially based on?
So it all depends on the weather and
What about your advertising budget? Certainly over the years that we've seen some increase there. Tell me a little bit about your thinking on that.
So as our budget has grown, we've been able to spend more money to not only give our budget to the doctor, but also give the doctor and money to the Pennsylvania, and we are business members. And the advertising really is lumped from here, but it's a very massive event. We're going to be doing
So then the perhaps the most significant question is you do show a net profit with and without the revenue from the city. Can you speak to the need for the dollars when you fact you got a net profit?
So we find ourselves to turning a profit. To show our sustainability to everyone here for taking a little bit of a that being said, as Gary highlighted, we do have significant dollars that will be invested directly in the city. We're not a top for profit organization. How much, and we were in a little weird spot there now. We have to go to the CRC one coming through. We had an active CJ that funded again. But we all three just didn't have those. We got talented from the CRC. We have three darker lines. We actually funded a lot of the funds for the workers. So I think right now we're still around in the federal funding, the different things. We run those very long, about 30. Everyone is actually 40. But again, we're a non-stop organization. And we will get our bottom line to a point that looks impressive to be on the website. So we're bottom line.
How much do you have to do in the
CRC? We were approved for up to 40,000. We will take 30 at this point. It's all based on invoices in hand. So we were approved up to 40, but as we did the numbers, we're going to be able to get with some of the maintenance being installed. We're going to have 30,000. And we plan to pay that all back to the
How will the park be a revenue generator?
Well, the license for the park was, we're in a little bit of a territory that we don't know exactly. But we're hoping to get, we're using sustainable materials. We're hoping to get 10 years out of them. Again, a lot that will depend on the city plan, or whatever it is, like that. But as Greg mentioned, our sponsorship is free. So if we get we pay for the part of the full at the first round, we get a sustainable sponsorship.
Okay. Other questions from members of council?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Does the sponsorship you're listing in 2020, is that going to be the same for 21 and 22?
The sponsorship that we have listed here is a combination of things, again, because it's a so there will be some variability year over year, but we hope that
so that the sponsors are going to be on there for 3 years, correct?
Yeah. Depending on there's
are they paying that all up front?
It'll be split, again, depending on the sponsor level, but for the larger the
My question, and this is for Ray, as much as Brian or Danny, where do you see the art, get Redbird and the DSA going in the next 5 years? So what's this thing look like 5 years from now?
That's come from having council people involved in saying, I'm always in the city. I think 5 years from now, I think we're going to have the same thing. We're doing a great thing. I think it'll be more vibrant. I think we'll have more people down here that come home and hopefully new development. Hopefully, there will be expansion in the city next year. And I see us being a big part of that. I see us continuing to expand farmer's market, it would be our fault. So I feel things getting made, and I would love to see 5 years. Downtown Sylvania is synonymous with this. And I think that's very achievable, I think we have to now, they think of it as our fault. But really, what we want to be is, every day of the week, there's something wrong.
Unknowingly, we have built a nice foundation for our businesses in terms of our relationships with our businesses. Brandon, I can tell you that in 2015, we went to the Liberty City Business Program, for example, and said that we would like to start with our artistic grant in the year. Then we'll do it for Friday, and we'll do it in the morning. I'm here, I'll help celebrate your business, highlight your business on that night, and she'll get it right. And kind of tried to talk about it. But we were convinced that this is a good idea. We walked over to Regatta and we spoke to Anne, and you know, the family thought that we had like fallen on our heads or something. She said, yeah, this is my alley here. That's a big thing. 2 weeks ago, we were sitting in a meeting with Anne and Jane Work and people doing by Jen. And I don't think we have three bigger cheerleaders for what we're doing. We have fought with Jen, or with Jane Ward over and over about the dates that we're going to do events for our retail. And so it's like, well, I have to hand this here with yours. Hand this here is what we're doing. In this meeting, she simply said, whatever date you want, we're going to do it. I'll just let you do it. That's a big change. So I think unknowingly, we are building stronger relationships with our business owners and downtown that we didn't know we were to do. So there are a lot of things that are happening that aren't concrete. Last year, in 2019, January, we decided to not have that but we'll take a month off. So I was at work, and I want to say a little bit later, all of a sudden my doors blew open and people started coming in. What's going on, you know, and I'm supposed to stay open over there, but everyone thought it was a red night. So our community, 5 years right now, is starting to be very acclimated to what we have going on. And they're used to coming out on the first Friday. I can't give you those numbers. I can't tell you what that looks like financially. I just know what it's doing to increase our popularity, not only within our community, but building them down. This year, during the January record artwork, so many customers came in and said, thank you for being open, thank you for giving us something to do. And I guess I can't put numbers behind all of that, but I did want to add that part. We're generating a strong sense of community with everything that we're doing, and I think that it's valuable and just as much as the numbers. So I wanted to be the first part of all of it. I know we don't forget.
Thank you. I was wondering if this $15,000 a year, in addition to already being self sort of funded, or at least being able to turn out even at the end of every year, whether or not that money is going towards helping make sure you guys are sustainable, should you have multiple events with bad weather during the year, like if this is to help make sure that this that DSA can withstand bad luck some year, or if this is going towards, I mean, you're using the term for more growth, and I think I'm having a little bit of a hard time really understanding what that means, whether that means that the events you currently have themselves, you're going to be taking initiatives to make those even bigger, or if there's a particular initiative in addition to what you're already thinking of doing, or maybe you guys just don't know yet and you're kind of waiting to have this extra support or reinforcement before you invest in really pinpointing what that money would be going towards. But I guess I was wondering if there's any more specifics you might be able to add about kind of really what this additional money will get you beyond what you're already doing right now.
To answer, that we're asking for this amount for this project. And we want to get this done, and we want to have that done. That being said, it does work a little bit to support our budget.
Thank you, Brian. I did just have another council member ask if she could ask a question. And I would share with you that we are running into our council meeting, so I do want to be sensitive to that. But certainly, there's one more question.
A quick comment and a question for us. So, I mean, it's actually kind of amazing that, okay, in 3 years, you've branded our downtown and promoted it. You've got successful events going on every month. I mean, you basically created an economic driving engine. And we actually got really lucky that you guys, like, dropped into our lap somehow. I mean, not dropped into our lap, but, I mean, I really look forward to being a partner with you guys, not just, yeah, we're going to give you a little more money, but, I mean, I look at this as a partnership. You guys are doing amazing things. So, and then the question is, I think, for us, like, what's the process from here?
I think I told you at the start, and I'll repeat it now as we come to the close.
Okay.
So I thank you for your time. You've done a great job of presenting today. I think that everyone is grateful for the good work you're doing in our downtown area. You've certainly created a wonderful buzz and a wonderful energy, and I know that every member of council has participated in many, if not all, of your events. So we're grateful for your leadership, and it's making a difference. As I said in the beginning at the start of the meeting, we are now going to have a meeting of finance committee, and we're going to do a more thorough review of all of our community funding. You've started kind of a bigger ball rolling here, so to speak. So we want to make sure we're looking through all of our funding through the same lens, and trying to make sure we're being fair across the board to all of our community partners who have significant needs and have different abilities to meet the needs of their constituents. So with that being said, I'm going to ask for a motion to adjourn the Finance Committee meeting, but we will be meeting again to further review and make this decision. Okay?
I'll move, but thank you for being here tonight.
Absolutely. So it's been moved. Is there a second? It's been moved and seconded to adjourn the Finance Committee at 7:35. All Finance Committee members in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
This meeting stands adjourned. Thank you very much.